Surah Yasin, and today we are busy with verse number 36. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi hab li hukma wal hiqni bis salihin waj'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirin. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Verse 36. Chapter 36.
سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون.
Is pure from every fault. Pure from every fault. المنزه عن النقائر. Free from every fault. Totally pure. Subhana alladhi, that is Allah Azza wa Jal, teaching us that what is the benefits if you have to say this beautiful name, Subhana alladhi, Subhanallah. When you take the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So here, so when we see Al-Munazzahu an kulli wasfim min awsafil kamali alladhi yadhunnu aktharul khalki kamala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has stated that when you speak of Quddus is that being free from every quality of perfection which the creation regard as perfect. So Allah is beyond that. Allah's perfection even goes beyond what we all think. So Allah teaches us that look, here is what you have to do. You recite Subhanallah. Subhanallah, the benefits of Subhanallah. It is mentioned in Tirmidhi, if you look at the hadith number 6405, من قال سبحان الله وبحمده في يوم مئة مرة حتت خطاياه وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر. وإن كانت مثل زبد البحر. A person who says Subhanallah وبحمده 100 times a day, He will be forgiven all his sins, even if it be as much as the foam of the ocean. So imagine you say, you take the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. You take the name and you are saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So this is where we should be heading towards, seeking, searching to see how we can constantly reach the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is objective of our lives. So here in this verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking and saying Subhanalladhi, pure from every fault is that being who khalaq al-azwaj, who has created all the pairs, khalaq al-azwaj kullaha, has created all the pairs, mimma tumbitul ard, that whatever grows on the earth, and وَمِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, and of the humans themselves, وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, and that of that which they do not know. So, when you see this word, and you understand, أزواج is the plural of زوجٌ, and that means pairs. What is a pair? A pair makes up what? It makes a male and a female. When you speak of pairs in terms of insan, in terms of animals, male and a female. There's no in-betweener. There's no, oh, you can choose, you have a choice. There's no choice. You're either male or you're either female. It takes a male and it takes a female to make a child. Till today, they can say what they want. They will have to use those bangs, you know, those bangs which they use to reproduce. But that too comes from another male. So you cannot claim that you are creating. You are just playing. And you are saying this and that. You are using that which Allah Azza wa Jal created already. And you want to attribute it to yourself. So now you failed in making a human being. You have totally failed. You made robots, but that's not a human being. You made this, you made that. But you never ever can replace a human being in terms of how they function. That is the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Due to your failure, what have you produced? You have tried and attempted now to make a new gender and make and indoctrinate others to believe that there can be another gender, which you are working so much on our children. But inshallah, inshallah, you will collapse along with all your agendas that you promote and you say so loudly in our schools and wherever it may be. You will, inshallah, pay the price for this. It is Allah Azza wa Jal who creates. Subhanalladhi khalaqa al-azwaj kullaha mimma tumbitul ardu wa min anfusihim wa mimma la ya'lamun. Pure from every fault is the one who has created all the pairs of whatever the earth grows, and of the humans themselves, and of that which they don't even know. That which they do not even know. So you take it, mimma tumbitul ard, that which grows on the earth, that too has pairs. Go and see. It takes two to tango, they say. But it takes a male, because they can use it. They can use this statement and say, no, two males. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. So I was just reading earlier, when it comes to plants also, imagine what levels, even when you are studying biology now, you are going to say, they have this term, it's called a bisexual plant. A bisexual plant. What's the need to insert that? You see, it's a play on words to indoctrinate. They can only be male and female. Yes, certain plants, they don't require a female. Like how certain males, they don't get married. And they want to, but they don't get married. Some choose not to. That's not following the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An-nikahu min sunnati. It's a different aspect where they have some reason why they cannot. A valid reason where they are not so stable in terms of their mindset and they're going to cause oppression. Then that is something else. But just like that, to say, no, I'm not going to get married, that's wrong. When we look at this, there are certain males, plants, they can produce without a female. But there are many, many of the plants require male and female. Now these people come in and they say bisexual. This is their propaganda machine, which they apply even in plants, so that you also may think. But so your thought when it goes to plants, but they say we also have a bisexual plant. Leave all of that. Come to this being, Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not think how Allah is in terms of His being, but rather ponder over His creation. See how He's created different items. Now, I'm not saying you must now go and look at the next gender and go and admire and say, whoa, this is the creation. Do not mock like this. Rather, what you should be doing, look at your spouse, look at your wife, and look at plants, look at animals. Those are the different things. And I don't even say look at it on your phones, because that too, gazing at that pictures is also, you become a sinner. So Allah protect us from this here. Now, you see, if you look at the botanical kingdom, many trees I have been found as having males and females among them. You look, date palms, papaya are common examples. Others may also be like these, as is the case of all trees bearing fruits and flowers, in which according to modern scientific information, but I just told you now, modern scientific information also has their propaganda machines there. Now they said, procreation has been identified in the same way. It is not improbable if the same arrangement of male and female exists in solids, minerals, and other elements of creation. Take water, what's their discovery? Look at Allah Azza wa Jal's creation. And when you look at the different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, so it contains water, contains oxygen, it contains hydrogen. And this then bonds, the electrons bonds to a significantly greater extent than the hydrogen atoms, and these create polar bonds. Water molecules cling to each other due to the hydrogen bonding. These are just, when you look at the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, you then start to think, what kind of creator is this? May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the understanding of being of our objective in this life, so that we can worship Him in the manner that we're supposed to be worshipping. So this is, when it comes to creations, we just end off with this, mimma la ya'lamun. These thousands of such creations has not yet unfolded before human beings. Now these people, they will go and they'll say they discovered this, and aliens and dinosaurs and all of this here. So Allahu a'lam, what it is, what it isn't. So our safest is to say, whatever Allah created, we believe that He has created it. None other than He has created it. And we worship Him, we don't worship you. So whether you tell us that there is UFOs, whether you tell us this or that, we don't bother, because our full belief is in Allah. What you claim to have created, that too fails. Look at your robot to replace human beings. Cannot happen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ